Moncrief on News Talk.
There is a crisis in the hurley making business as ash dieback continues to ravage trees around the country. But how will the annual demand for 500,000 hurleys be met? Joining me now is Aidan Falconer, hurley maker and chairman of the Irish Hurley Makers Association. Aidan, how are you today?
Not too bad, Tom, and yourself.
Thanks very much for joining us. I haven't heard about ash dieback. What exactly is it?
Yeah, it's a fungus. It's a disease that hit the trees. It started Ireland around 12, 13 years ago. It's worldwide now at this stage, and all the trees in Ireland are basically dying, and it's killing the trees from the top down, and then a honey fungus forms on the roots of the trees, which makes the roots of the trees go brown. Then we cannot use it for hurley making.
Right, and do we have any idea where it came from?
It was brought in from imported plants from Holland and places back there years ago, and this is the cause of it now, and the ash is totally destroyed in the country with it, and it's Europe. It's a worldwide problem, like it's.
Okay, and is there any way around it?
No, it's airborne, so there's no way around it. New plants will have to be cloned and replanted, and that's a long way away. Like that's going to be 30 years before we'll have ash grown again in the country. It could be like,
oh my God,
ash useful in the country again.
That's absolutely amazing. And for you now, you've been making hurleys pretty much your whole life, haven't you?
Yeah, it's in my family. My father was at it before me in 1960. Look, we're importing a bit of ash from the UK at the moment, but like that's going to be a short term solution. Also, it's in the next couple of years, ash is still going to be totally gone. It's serious. Like it's very, very serious. People only starting to realise it now. Like you drive along the road, you see the hedgerows, the ash trees, no leaves on them, they're dying. This is a serious problem. It's going to be serious going forward. The hurley making industry is in turmoil. Something needs to be done fast. What's the answer? I don't know, but we're in serious trouble at this point.
Oh my God.
So it's not done fast.
Worldwide, and for you, for Ireland, we make something like, is it something like 400,000 hurleys every year?
Yeah, that's correct.
I have to ask you, what's involved in the process? Is that a complicated thing?
Well, some hurley makers just buy in the raw material themselves and they make it from the boards into the hurleys. But we're a bit different. We go to the forest, we buy standing trees in forests and cut them ourselves and do the whole process from start to finish. It's getting harder to get the ash in the forest now because of the dieback. We go to England maybe two or three times a year to get some ash to tide us over. But in the short term, Irish ash is in very, very bad state with dieback. And we think in the next year or two, the young plantations, they are stocks in the Quilta forests and things. To get them released seems to be a bit of an issue at the moment. But we're hoping with talks with Quilta, we might get some ash released from Quilta. And this might tide us over for another year or so, maybe.
Okay, so Quilta have some. It seems like such an amazing disaster to befall the world of the ash tree that there must be some kind of long-term planning to think that, you know, I think that didn't that happen famously to grapes in Europe hundreds of years ago, and they repopulated them from stock that had gone to America.
And the yellum tree went years ago too. I did it too. So like, it's just diseases are in the air, and just unfortunately, the ash tree was the one that caught this disease, and the ash stocks have been wiped out all over the country, like all over Europe. Because Europe is totally gone. You go across Germany, France, Denmark, all these countries, they're totally wiped out as well with the ash disease. They are
right, but
UK have it also. It's not just we're salvaging
some
timber.
It sounds
in the
like at some point you're going to run out of ash. What will happen if you run out of ash?
Well, that's what people are trying different woods, different alternatives to hurleys, different way of making hurleys, maybe using some straight grain ash or something just to buy time with us. But at the moment, it's a critical point for a lot of people. Tis people are going out of business because they can't get the ash and things. We're open then to imports, cheap imports from foreign countries. You know, this game, hurley making is traditional. The hurling is a traditional game. Hurley making goes back as long as I know in this country and before me as well. We need to find an answer to this. This is our livelihood.
I'm wondering what the government and what governments across Europe really are doing. Because here in Ireland, hurling is a UNESCO protected sport, isn't it? Because we see it's a huge part for Irish culture and hurley making. The Clash of the Ash is the whole deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and like it's always, and it's, you know, it's going back long, long before our time. It is, but like it's the best game you watch any other sport. I think hurling's the best game you'll watch. It is, As you said, it's played in Australia, America, England, Germany, France, played in a lot of countries outside Ireland. It is, you know, Irish people out there playing it and things.
Yeah.
And it's a shame to see our heritage and our culture go being blown away with this disease. Like,
yeah, I don't know if people are aware of what a threat it's under. So you're getting some stuff from England, but I hear that there's talk of even possibly getting stuff from Pakistan and Latvia.
Yeah, Pakistan, their hurley's been made, cheap imports coming from Pakistan, and the standard is just brutal, but they're killing our market because they're selling them so cheap. It's just, it's a waste of time buying them hurleys, really. It's madness. And they're being pumped up, they're produced over there, they're being brought into this country for small money and sold for small money, but they're just, it's a waste of time. It's a joke, and it should not be happening. Like,
no, absolutely.
Making,
I can see
it's an Irish game, it's an Irish sport, and should be kept in Ireland.
Integral to us, I would have said. So, because you're a business, you're saying you're seeing other small hurley makers going out of business because of this.
Yeah, I have, and some of my friends I know in the business are struggling there to stay going at the moment. Some have got part-time jobs because they know they're not, they can't see a future in it, they can't, so they're trying, you know, what can they do to survive, because they won't survive with the ash that's available in this country at the present. They can't survive.
So it seems just, you know, there has to be a strategy, doesn't there? There has to be like a government approach to say that we're going to, you know, somehow restock the ash and bring in a breed that's able to.
Yeah, well, they're trying that. They've done a few trials on cloning plants, but that won't happen overnight. That's a couple of year project, and then if you do get him right to replant them, you're talking 30, 35 years maybe again before something happens realistically.
Very long term.
Country.
Right.
And yeah, it is. Look, it is. But at the present moment in time, this is serious. We're going to ask the government for some help. We'll have to, I mean, we need to get this. We have this hurling association set up now, so hopefully we get some help from Croke Park, and we're in talks with Croke Park. But we need to push on now, we do, because it's month on month, year on year, it's getting harder and harder to find ash.
Right. And does it have to be ash?
Yes. Now, people are making hurleys from bamboo at the moment, and there are talks of people trying other timbers also. Now, look, I don't know what they're trying. I don't know, but listen. Yeah, look, everybody's welcome to the suggestion at this stage of what can be done or any other wood is available, because something will have to take over from the ash.
Yeah, my God, hard to believe, isn't it?
The ash is not available in the near future.
Hard to believe. Aidan, thank you very much for joining us and telling us about that.
Thanks very much.
Aidan Faulkner there, hurley maker and chairman of the Irish Hurley Makers Association, and ash dieback, wiping out ash, not just in Ireland, but all over Europe. God.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.